I'm Marco Werman with The World. Here is a sad story that's shaken many people beyond the world of baseball. Pitcher Jose Fernandez of the Miami Marlins died over the weekend in a boating accident. The 24-year-old Fernandez was beloved by the team and by the wider Miami community. He was one of us, as Fabiola Santiago puts it. She's a columnist with the Miami Herald, and she says there was a special connection between player and city, due in part to the perilous journey Fernandez made from Cuba to Florida by boat.
In the darkness of night, in the high seas, someone fell overboard from the boat, and he dove right in to get them, and only to discover that it was his mother whose life he was saving.
Right.
And, you know, this is a story that is so common in Miami. And, you know, it's just the quintessential Miami story.
Yeah. Is the fact that it's a well-known story in Miami part of the reason you think that Jose Fernandez was so embraced by the community?
Well, his story resonated in Miami because, you know, he was a refugee from Cuba's unyielding dictatorship, like so many of us here are. And, you know, this is a city of refuge, a city of exiles and of immigrants. And he never tired of showing how grateful he was to be in this country, of telling the story about that miraculous good fortune of his to be in the city of his dreams. So he was one of us. He was us. We related to him.
So I know the community there is beside itself with sadness. A lot of communities are across this country. What kind of individual reactions have you witnessed there in Miami?
I've seen the fans coming to the stadium with flowers and tears. To just online, people are posting photos of Jose with themselves. He was known to do that. He, after the games, he would kiss his mom, his grandmother, and his girlfriend, and then it was off to meet with the fans. He was that approachable. You know, everybody else kind of walked off the field and went home, and he stayed behind. You know, baseball players are no longer known for that kind of generosity of their time, and that seems like something that was done a long time ago, and he just did it naturally. It for him, it seemed effortless.
Yeah.
To relate to the people of this city.
Yeah, he was definitely a people person for sure. You know, when it comes to politics, I mean, you called Cuba's dictatorship unyielding. The Cuban Americans of Miami, as you know, can be pretty divided usually over how much the U.S. would like to normalize relations with Cuba. But on Jose Fernandez, it sounds as if this is apolitical and pretty much everyone sees what a loss this is. Am I wrong?
Yeah, no, I think that he was candid about telling his story. He didn't get into the politics of it. He told the human story, his story, which I think is the way that we get, you know, we put our stories forth and people understand what's behind the generalizations about a community. And I think he was so good at doing that, at just telling his own little piece of the truth.
What will you remember about Jose Fernandez? What did this 24-year-old pitcher teach you about life?
Oh, his smile on the field, his zest for life and for, you know, living it all and giving it all. I think that that's really what was brought home, because life is just so fragile, so fragile. This is a parent's worst nightmare.
Such a loss. Fabiola Santiago with the Miami Herald, thank you very much for your time and your thoughts today.
Thank you.